Charlie the Parrot has now outlived Diana Mosley, a last triumph over fascism. But much is unclear about Charlie. Some people in southeast England insist that this 104-year-old macaw was once Winston Churchill's pet. The sources say that to this day, from a cage in a garden center, the bird mimics his esteemed master's choicest profanities against Hitler and the Nazis. Imagine a foul-mouthed centenarian parrot who flew the corridors of 10 Downing Street during England's finest hour, a living, flapping, parroting confidant of one of the great men of the 20th century. Sylvia Martin works at the nursery where Charlie lives. Her boss now owns Charlie. She said that we were calling only after the BBC, UPI, CNN, Pravda.
France, the States, from Germany, Switzerland, many, many countries.
Miss Martin has cared for Charlie for 12 years and says she is confident that her boss's parrot was truly the Prime Minister's.
Because his father-in-law sold Charlie to Winston Churchill. And they delivered it to Chartwell in Kent, and they collected him from Chartwell in Kent. She lived there from about 1937 to 1965 when Winston Churchill died.
Chartwell was the Churchill family home. The parrot's actual owner isn't talking to the press, and his father-in-law is long dead. Miss Martin may sound imprecise on a couple of important details, such as Charlie's gender. Who even knows where to look on a parrot? The more important controversy is this Churchill flap. Lady Mary Soames, one of Sir Winston's daughters, says that she does not recall her father ever owning a macaw. Still, it seemed worth meeting a 104-year-old anti-fascist parrot who could remember when bombs were raining down on London and so many owed so much to men so few. So we sent Paul, an engineer from our London bureau, down to capture Charlie's blue streak on tape. He reports that Charlie is blue, green, gold, and balding. Then, so was Sir Winston.
Hello, Charlie.
That didn't sound like a strident anti-fascist call. Paul waited. After an hour, he even goaded Charlie a bit. But Charlie didn't bite. Charlie had nothing to offer Paul for his toil and sweat. But whistles and pops. Never in the history of humorous features have so many air minutes owed so much to words so few.